Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hey, everybody. This is Tim. I guess this is show number 618 in some way. I'm doing this show alone today. Michelle's at work, and quite honestly, I don't really even know what I'm going to say here, but I'm feeling the need to say something, and I thought maybe in some way turning on the microphone and talking to you guys would help, so bear with me here as I try to figure out what the hell I'm supposed to do. So, I'm guessing I'm not alone in that early this morning, late last night, early this morning. I was following the horrific things happening in Las Vegas online and on TV. When I went to bed last night, it was 3:30 here, and at that point they had reported there were 2 people dead and 24 injured, and it was already becoming pretty evident that things were going to get worse. I finally got a couple hours of sleep, got up 3 hours later, and now they're saying 50 people are dead, more than 200 are injured. I don't think I'm going to talk about what happened. That's going to be reported everywhere, and the details are still coming out. I don't know that I can add anything to that. I don't know that I'm adding anything to any of this, but like I said, I feel like I've been kicked in the gut this morning. I'm guessing I'm not alone in that. So this hits home. This hits closer to home than a lot of these things have. We've seen these terrible acts happen in the past in different countries and in different places across the country, but fuck, this is Las Vegas. This is our place, you know? I've said it on this podcast many times that Las Vegas is, that's my escape from reality. That's where I go to get away from all the bullshit, and I know for a lot of our listeners it serves the same purpose. My other escape is live music. Michelle and I go to tons of concerts. We have forever, longer than my love of Las Vegas is my love of live music. So you put those two things together, you've got these people who are out in a city that's all about fun, doing something that's supposed to just be pure enjoyment, hearing music that they love, and then some fucking piece of shit decides to mow down dozens of people for no reason or whatever fucked up reason he may have had. I don't really know what I'm supposed to do with that right now. And then I start thinking about our listeners. This is the thing that brings us all together, you know? And at a time when I can't help but wonder if any of our listeners were there. At any given time, we've got a bunch of listeners who are in Las Vegas, and it wouldn't be surprising if some of them were at that concert yesterday. And that fucks with my mind even more. And I hope to God none of them are gone or in the hospital. I hope everybody is safe. And then we've got the summit coming up in less than 2 weeks. A lot of us will be there together. which might be a good thing. Togetherness is, it has a way of healing, you know? I suspect there's going to be a lot of hugs and handshakes that are just a little bit tighter than usual. And those thank yous for coming from me, I know will carry a little bit of added weight. I don't know if I should have done this. I'm rambling here and I apologize. I don't really know what to say, but like I said, seemed like I needed to say something. So I think we'll all be thinking about the people who are affected by this. I can't imagine the horror that their families and their friends are dealing with this and trying to comprehend what the hell happened. And I feel like I should have some sort of uplifting message here, you know? Something positive to say, and I'm just trying to figure out how to react to this, like many of you probably are as well. So where does that leave us? I don't know. We weren't planning on putting out another podcast before the summit, and here we are this morning. So much for plans, I guess. I'm thinking that you'll probably hear from me and Michelle this weekend. After all, there's going to be a lot to deal with here, and I suspect it will be helpful to get behind the mics and just talk about it a little bit more. So as you go about your day and deal with all of this madness that we're following right now, I guess I'll just leave you with this. Do something nice for somebody today. I think put something positive out into the world. We need it more than ever right now, and that's it, I guess. So thank you for listening. I'm sorry for this rambling mess, but I'm thinking about you guys. I really am. I hope you're all safe. And take care, everybody. We'll talk soon.